Well, you probably heard the game is a sellout. It's obviously great news, I think, for everybody here and also obviously for our fans, especially in the three markets that were affected. But I'm really excited. I'm really, really, really proud and pleased with our fans, really rallied. And, you know, it's kind of it was unique circumstances, I think, that led to this. But, you know, our fans came through and, you know, in a short period of time, we sold, you know, almost 40,000 tickets. And also, it'd be remiss, some of our corporate sponsors really stepped up. Associated Bank particularly, you know, in the last couple days, we were doing everything we could. We wanted to make sure that this game was sold out, was on TV here in Wisconsin. And we heard from a lot of our sponsors saying, how can we help? What can we do? And so Associated was really kind of took the lead, and the Fox affiliates in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Wausau were also very helpful, as well as Bell and Health and Mills Fleet Farm. Mills Fleet Farm's also helping us out with hand warmers, which should come in helpful. But you know, overall, I think it's been a trying week. This is a difficult issue. I think you know, a lot of teams are in the playoffs. We're dealing with it, and we're happy to get through it, and know that we're going to have a sellout, and it should be a great atmosphere Sunday at Lambeau Field.
The fact that other teams were in the same boat, so to speak, was a great note of misery, love, comfort. Yeah. For a little bit, some comfort. I mean, ideally you want to get the ticket sold, which happened, but knowing that you weren't alone.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, the playoff games are different than regular season. They're controlled by the league. League sets a ticket price and the policies and. You know, we haven't had this issue here, I think, since 1983 with the Packers. So, you know, it was something we're not used to. You know, I think with our fans and our season ticket base, you know, we just assume every game's going to be sold out. And obviously it's quite a bit different when, because really the way things worked, and I think it was a number of things really come together. You know, I think combination of, you know, we were 0 for November. You know, we obviously got off to a good start to the season, and then with Aaron's injury, and, you know, when the invoices went out to our fans, you know, we were not playing well, and I think our loss in Detroit was kind of right in the middle of that period. So I think a lot of fans looked at it and said, season ticket holders, and said, you know, probably not going to make the playoffs this year, and decided not to purchase the tickets. And, you know, I think the forecasted weather, you know, and it's actually, you know, it's a pretty short turnaround when you think, you know, we didn't know we were in the playoffs and hosting a game until Sunday night, and then kind of flipping that around. And, you know, it was difficult for fans to plan. And but, you know, again, I think, you know, our fans just were great, you know, in terms of rallying together. And, you know, to be able to sell it out in the short period of time that we did. You know, you look at the other teams, I don't think they had quite as many tickets to sell as we did with the 40. And again, I think that's kind of an indication of the unique circumstances we had with the way the season went for us and how things played out.
Do you think the new season ticket holder policy and having to purchase all three playoff tickets, or do you think that's something you'll look at again next year, or perhaps change because of how things
went
this year?
Well, you know, they've always had to buy more than one game. The new piece of it was the refund, and we'll take a look at it. I think it's hard to judge, you know, and we're going to do a survey of all our fans. We want to find out, you know, what were the issues? Why did you not buy? Why didn't season ticket holders buy? Buy the tickets, but you know, we look at you know, every year we look at our policies, and you know, I think this is no different, and we'll do that. I don't think it was a huge factor, but I do think it was a little bit of a factor. And you know, then obviously, you know, once we won, we gave, you know, starting on right after the game, and then Monday we gave season ticket holders an exclusive right to buy the tickets. And you know, I think part of it was a very quick turnaround. Probably what hurt us a little bit too is, you know, we're over the holidays, and you know, the fact that Christmas and New Year's fell right in the middle of the week probably hurt us a little bit. And you know, so I think it's a combination of a number of things coming together. Not to mention, you know, as we said before, the forecasted weather. Our fans are hardy, but when the forecasts are for minus degree temperatures, I think that may have given some people some caution. Although, you know, I'll be honest, I've spent a lot of time in the ticket office over the last few days, talked to a lot of fans, and some of our fans are, it's almost like they have the reverse attitude is, you know, I want to be there. This is going to be historic. You know, it's going to be an epic game, and, you know, they want to be there to be able to tell their grandkids that, you know, they were there for the game, game against the 49ers. Kind of like people talk about, the Ice Bowl now.
Any ballpark figure on how many tickets the corporate sponsors purchased?
Yeah, it was the last couple days, so, you know, it wasn't a huge amount, but, you know, it was really appreciated and really helpful.
Any numbers in the ballpark estimates, no pun intended there, Mark, as to how many tickets are snatched up by the corporate clients?
I don't know the specifics on it, but again, you know, the last couple days we were looking at, you know, what kind of things can we do to make sure that this game is sold out and on TV. And as I said, the corporate sponsors approached us, and it's great. You know, I think it's kind of partners that you want, and all of them, Associated really kind of took the lead on it. It was really great.
Given the reputation of Packers fans for being one of the most loyal in the NFL, are you at all surprised that they didn't get snatched up sooner this week?
A little bit, but you know, I think again, if you think about all the circumstances, the other thing that obviously is a factor, we have a bigger stadium than we've had in the past. You know, we've added, and it's 5,400 general admission seats, but you know, that's the few more that you have to sell. And you know, I think for a lot of our fans, they like to be able to plan, and you know, the fact that this happened so quickly over the holidays, and the other thing I've heard, it's on short notice to try to get hotel rooms and travel, and I think the fact that it was the second game on Sunday, made it a little difficult, especially from our fans coming from out of town to try to find a flight to get them back. I know, my children, two of my children live in New York City, really wanted to come to the game, but weren't able to, to find a flight back after the game that got them back. Because, for a lot of people, this Monday is the first day back at work. So I'm very proud of my children. They didn't want to call in sick or say they couldn't make it. So they're going to be watching the game in New York.
How many companies called offering to buy tickets aside from
I can't remember this or the specifics, but there were a number, and you look at those sponsors. I mean, those are some of our key sponsors. They're gate sponsors, and Associated. We have such a long partnership and history with them, but there were others, and we had all kinds of calls at the end for everybody wanting to help out and do what they could to make sure that the game was on television.
Do sponsors kind of get first pick at that, just because of the relationship?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's and we really appreciate it. You know, it's like I said, those are the kind of partnerships that you want, where you're really looking out to help each other. You know, the other thing I think we're going to announce pretty soon, the Packers, along with Delaware North, are going to be providing hot chocolate, and free hot chocolate and free hot coffee up to two hot chocolates and or two hot coffees to every fan. So we obviously know the forecasted weather is pretty cold. And one of the Bell and Health tips is to drink warm liquids and warm beverages. So we're going to provide free warm beverages, hot beverages for our fans. We thought it's kind of a nice way to make sure they stay safe during the game.
Thank you.